Blog Talk Radio.
It would fit.
Here we go. We're rolling. Cotton Candy Land. Take one.
Sandman's coming, yes, he's coming to sprinkle you with sand. Tempo's too slow, fellas.
Yep.
Still rolling. Cotton Candy Land, take
this
two.
This guy will never come at this rate.
Here we go. Okay. One, two, three, four. Sandman, whoops.
Somebody's snares are rattling on that guitar solo.
That's DJ's teeth.
One, two, three, four. Sandman's coming. Yes, he's coming to sprinkle you with sand. He'll say one, two, three, and you will be in Cotton Candy Land. Sandman's coming, yes, he's coming. He'll take you by the hand, and you'll ride upon a big white swan in Cotton Candy Land. You and the swan will float upon a cloud of pink ice cream, where every star is a candy bar and the moon is a marshmallow dream. Sandman's coming, yes, he's coming. Take his magic hand. And now, good night, now sleep tight in Cotton Candy Land. In Cotton Candy Land.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it. That was a good ending. I was waiting for that. I'd heard that earlier, and I was waiting for that. Oh, it just, there's something about an ending that really ends the song that just kind of soothes your soul, you know? Or mine, anyway. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Victoria says a non-alcoholic champagne. Where is the fun in that? Now, your champagne has to be really, really cold and bubbly, and then you just enjoy. There are things you can do with champagne. I bet Victoria doesn't know that, but I'm not educating her either. She'll have to find out someday all on her own. Okay. Guys, we have a lot of music today, but what we don't get to will get played next Thursday. So it's okay. And Monday, Shauna and I are doing a Christmas show together. And I've heard that she's doing the whole album of Christmas music that Elvis did with the Philharmonic Orchestra. A Philharmonic is absolutely fantastic, man. I mean, orchestra, they got everything. They got timpanis, they got a bass drum, they got violins, they've got cellos, they've got bass viols, they've got, I even saw one had an electric guitar. Oh, wow, you know, orchestras are fantastic. They can do anything. They can do anything. So look forward to that on Monday. Tomorrow we've got the gospel show working. That will be on TCB just like always. The links to this finally work today. They look like they don't, they got another email about that. I haven't gotten any answers to my emails yet, but I only wrote them on Friday, so, you know, can't expect eggs in your beer. Anyway, that's what's going on in the next few days. So, the whole... Hey, you need to watch what you say, honey, because I just might. Just because nobody thinks I will. John says that I'm doing the whole Tiny Tim Christmas album. Hey, you know, it could happen. It could happen. And wouldn't you be sorry? But you know what? Hey, everybody goes, oh, Tiny Tim, yeah. But you know what? He had a lot of talent to do what he did. You might not like listening to him. He might sound really weird, which I'd have to go along with, to listen and watch some of his videos. And you know what? He really had talent. He had to have talent to do what he did. You might not think so. You might think he was just screwing off, but he wasn't. He was very well rehearsed, and he had researched what he did to make sure it would work. And he was very, very talented to carry it off. So think about that next time you see a Tiny Tim video or hear a Tiny Tim song. You know what? He was all right. I did not like listening to him, but I can listen to him knowing the talent it took to do it. Okay? So try that, guys, because it really makes a difference to how you look at it. So, all right, I got to find this next song here, guys, or we're going to bog down in the mire. And we don't want to do that. Okay, here's, on the way to the song I'm looking for, here's one that I got sent. And it's Elvis from, 1955. Come here, where are you? I know I wrote it down because I've written it down three times. And it's like, where'd you go? I think it's, there it is, 1955. So here is Fool, Fool, Fool.
Fool, 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 that I was too far. Well, what a fool I was to think that you could love me too. When I first met you, baby, well, I knew I couldn't win. But I just kept on trying, 'cause trying is no sin. What a fool that I was to fall. Well, what a fool I was to think that you could love me. You, baby, well, I knew I couldn't win, but I just kept on trying, 'cause trying is no sin. What a fool that I was to fall for. Well, what a fool I was to think that you could love me too.
Oh, wow, another great ending. Ooh. I get excited easily. No, I'm leaving it alone. I'm not going to elaborate. I'm leaving it alone. You guys know me well enough. I don't have to. Oh, my goodness gosh. Okay, here's one that Gwen sent me. And it's by Carrie Underwood. And it's called Mary, Did You Know? It's beautiful.
Did you know it's your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know it's your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know it's your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hands? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you'll kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know?
Love it, love it, love it. Thank you for that, Gwen. That was a really good choice, especially at Christmas. But you know what? Any time of year, that one goes down really easy. Probably easier than Shauna's whiskey. Which isn't hard to do because I don't like whiskey. Oh, no. I shouldn't say that. I live in Georgia now. Oh, I brought my Arizona tequila taste with me. I might have to work on that. I just might have to work on it later. Anyway, I need to say a great big huge thank you to Manette. She was so, so kind. This woman has a heart of gold. Is she bought me a new computer. Not a big fancy new computer, but it's one that will work for what I need it to do, and it's got a mic. I think. I haven't had a chance to check it over that in detail yet because it only came like a half hour before showtime, and I had other more important things to do at that moment. But it's here, and I thank you so much, Manette, because I was looking at having to do my show on my phone for about 4 months till I could get another computer. But thanks to you, darling, it's all taken care of, and I don't have to worry about that one anymore. So you, some special people make some special donations at this time of year, and it's beautiful. I cried. I really did. I cried. But it was a good cry. So thank you, darling. I really thank you so much. All right. Okay, now that I'm reoxygenated, I've got a song here that I love. It is so much fun because he tells off a security guard. So listen for that, guys, because it just soothes my heart. It does. Jambalaya. And after he cuts the security guard down to size, he does Mystery Train and Tiger Man. So here we go.
Well, jambalaya and crawfish pie, pretty jumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my shadow meal. Take guitar, take cigar, and the gale. Gale, cause tonight I'm gonna see my shadow meal. Yeah, jambalaya and crawfish pie, pretty jumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my shadow meal. Take guitar, take cigar, and the gale.
Don't be so rough on the people when they come down here. They just come down and get scarred. Don't treat them like they're going to jail. God damn it. Mr. Crane.
Got my baby and gone. Go.
Train, train, coming on round the bend. Train, train, coming on round the bend. Well, it's taking my baby, and it ain't gonna do it again. Play it.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I love it. Like he can hear me, right? Way back when. You hear me now, but way back when. Yeah. Anyway, how about a Sister Rosetta Christmas song? Yeah, I think we can handle that. Sister Rosetta doing Silent Night. That was a little bit different. I don't think we've heard it done quite that way before. But Sister Rosetta isn't like anybody else. So, of course, she's not going to do it like anybody else has ever done. And probably no one else will do. Wake up, Apache. He's dreaming. He's so funny. All right. I have one here. John gave me today. Alternate take 8 of She Wears My Ring.
La da 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 da. She wears my ring to show the world that she belongs to me. She wears my ring to show the world she's mine, eternally with loving care. I placed it on her finger to show my love for all the world to see. This tiny ring is a token of tender emotion, an endless pool of love that's as deep as the ocean. She swears to wear it with eternal devotion. That's why I sing, because she wears my ring. Eternal devotion. That's why I sing, because she wears my ring. This tiny ring is a token of tender emotion, an endless of love that's as deep as the ocean. She swears to wear it with eternal devotion. That's why I say, because because she wears my ring.
Ooh, doing a good job with the endings today. I like it. I don't have to deal with those urges to end it. You know, just kind of, oh, it ended. Totally different feeling. Totally. Anyway, here's one. I love this song. It's something that each one of us wants to hear from the person we love that loves us. So think about that while you're listening to it, because I always do. Have I told you lately that I love you? Take 1 and 7.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Could I tell you once again somehow? Have I told I
For those, it's real hard to quit doing it, you know? You just keep, at the ending, you just say, okay, is that an ending or is it not an ending? Is it an ending or is it not an ending? And so far, we've had endings. And I like songs with endings. I like songs without endings, but then I have to do the endings. It's just one of these compulsion things, I guess. Sounds good, doesn't it? Well, that's just how it is. Even if it doesn't sound good, that's how it is. I'm just a little off the wall. I'm different. What can I tell you? I'm different. But I like it that way, so it's all right. Okay, here's another one that I know we all love because we all love the movie. This is the 1974 version of the Hawaiian Wedding Song.
But anyway, the most requested song in that movie was probably the Hawaiian Wedding Song.
This is the moment I've waited for. I can hear my heart singing. Soon bells will be ringing.
You're right.
This is the moment of sweet love. I will love you longer than forever. Promise me that you will leave me never here and now, dear. All my love, I love you. Promise me that you will leave me never. I will love you longer than forever. Now that we are clouds will hide, blue skies of Hawaii sun. On this our wedding day, I do love you with all my.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could see why everybody loves that. What's not to love, right? What's not to love? And you don't even have to be really hot to trot over the movie to love that song. But I don't know anybody that doesn't love that song. I don't know anybody that doesn't like that movie. You know, we're all mostly sane anyway. Oh, Lordy. Have mercy on me, please, because I'm stupid. Anyway, here is another Christmas song that Elvis does that we don't hear very much. And we need to hear it more. So you may hear it one or two or three times after this. But here is Have a Very Merry Christmas.
Have a very merry Christmas. Have a new year. Have a very merry Christmas. Oh, and I hope it's filled with Christmas cheer. Don't need no reindeer landing on my roof. They'll need you to smile on you. Oh, 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 oh. Oh.
Gotta love that. That ending was really special. Well, maybe not that special, but it was a good ending. No, I liked the way they put it into the blues rhythm. That was good. Hello, Sue. Are you
hello.
Awake now?
I'm sorry, I'm late. I thought it came on at 4:30.
See, it did come on at 4:30, honey, but that was 4:30 Eastern time.
Well, I just looked at it wrong.
There you go.
Excuse me.
You just missed the Texas time in there altogether. It kind of was in disappearing ink. There you go. That'll work.
I guess so.
Use the disappearing ink thing. That'll work. People will believe that. It's okay.
So you've been on for
30
minutes?
Let me see. Where is that? Yes. About almost 40 minutes. So, yeah, we're back on the regular schedule as far as times go, because all the special stuff with the different times or whatever is done. Shauna's not going to be doing her videos on Thursday at my showtime anymore. She's going to change that. So that's not going to get slashed.
Oh, why not?
I think as far as I can remember, I think everything is going to be at its regular time now.
Okay.
So we don't have to remember so much. My brain's getting tired, girl. My brain is getting tired.
You had a long day?
Oh, Lordy. Kind of, but it was a good day. You know, I was doing music all day. I wasn't dealing with problems all day, so that was different. Very good. Wow. Yesterday was not a good day for me at all. I wasn't dealing with anything yesterday, but I was dealing with the after effects of dealing with everything for a whole day.
That can wear on you. It totally can wear on you. But
It does. I did a lot of napping yesterday, and then I was anticipating getting on Shauna's show, which is a good thing because she needed me to come and help her with a mic check because she had had trouble the day before. Well, yeah, she had trouble yesterday too, so she had to call in. But at least she knew a little bit ahead of time this time, so that helped.
That was a good show last night. I enjoyed listening to all of that. I enjoyed it very much.
Well, it was like a trip down memory lane for me. You know, I grew up almost 20 years later, but a lot of the stuff he described, you know, the commodities, picking those up once a week, and the neighborhood you lived in town, the kinds of apartments and places you lived in, things like that. I remember up until I was almost 5 years old, Mama had us three girls. We lived in a two-bedroom cabin with no insulation, no drywall, no electricity, no running water. We had a little wood stove and a kerosene lamp. And we lived in that. Mom and Daddy and three girls. So, you know, what he was talking about was really very, very familiar for me. And I didn't see it as, it wasn't bad memories for me, except for the fights between Mom and Daddy. But other than that, it was just how it was. You know, I didn't think anything about it. That's just how it was.
Right.
And, you know.
I remember my mother telling all those stories because she was born in 21 and went through the Depression and all. And she and her two sisters, she was an orphan. She lost her parents at the age of three. And her and her two sisters were put in an orphanage home. And when the Depression hit, it was mandatory that some family member take them because they were closing down. So she went to live with her aunt and uncle, and they already had three daughters, so then it made six daughters for them. So they had a farm, and he had a grocery store, but it made it pretty tough because she told me about some pretty rough times. Anyway, she was pretty tough. It made her tough.
By the time we,
her old saying to me was always, you have to be tough to live in this old world, and she's very right, very true.
But you know what? For us kids, that's just how it was. We didn't think about things being difficult. We didn't think about other kids maybe eating better or dressing better. I mean, we wore hand-me-downs. We went to Goodwill. Sometimes we had pancakes for supper or fried spaghetti, something like that. But we didn't care. We weren't hungry.
Yeah, it's just what you have,
It's just what it was. Yeah. It wasn't any different than we had ever had. So it was no adjustment for us. That's just how it always was. So it just wasn't a big thing. But I remember once we moved back to Spokane from down in Moscow, Mama got on the dole, which was the commodities. And one of us kids went shopping with her every week. That's how we learned to do it. She never taught us. She just let us see her do it. And she picked out the commodities for a family of five kids at that time.
Wow.
And then before too long, it was six kids. So she remarried my stepdad. And then the next year after that, there were seven kids. So, you know, she'd go down the line of the commodities with the teas and the rice and the canned meat. And, oh, my gosh, just this brings back so many memories, you know, the powdered potatoes and the powdered milk and the powdered eggs. And we had that stuff the same as the Army did because it kept. It didn't spoil.
Oh, exactly.
And yeah.
Yeah.
And we didn't
think
anything about it.
You can actually live on beans and rice, can't you?
Not healthfully. Because the beans are a
protein,
but they're not a complete protein. You need something to supplement them. That's why they gave us the canned meat. canned meat. It was Spam. I mean, come on. I hated that stuff. But that's what it was.
Well.
So fried bologna. We got these great big old round, 2 foot long, well, probably 18 inches long rolls of bologna. Mama would slice that and fry that for supper. It was great.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I've done that before. Had
no,
I
think
pretty good. Not bad.
Well, like I said,
now, I haven't had a
we'd have pancakes.
Long.
We'd have pancakes for supper. We wouldn't have eggs with it. We'd just have the pancakes. We didn't care. It was food to eat, and we just didn't know any different. So it was fine. But that's the one thing that struck me about the show last night is all, even though I grew up 18, 19 years later, similarities if you were poor. You know, so. And I remember one of our places that we lived was upstairs of an office building downtown. One bedroom place. And there were, what, three kids. So, you know, we just did it. We didn't care. All three of us girls slept in the same bed. Big deal. We didn't think nothing of it. So, yeah, but that's one thing I enjoyed about hearing it is all the similarities. You know, and he had some things a lot tougher than I did. He did. My daddy went in jail most of the time. And oh, he was a character, I tell you. But yeah, just the similarities just struck me. It just struck me. So anyway, we need to get now. Shauna knows that we were listening, and John knows that we were listening, and it's just it's really great to know the beginnings for sure, what they really were. I love it. I totally love it. Okay, we need to get back to music because this is driving me crazy nuts.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Oh, here it is. Okay, we'll do this one. I like this one. It kind of leaves possibilities wide open. You asked me, take 3A.
Give me a key or a sign. Okay, that's enough. Not too many keys. Shit, I get confused. Long ago and far away, in my old common labor shoes, I turned the world all which way. Just because you asked me to, like unto no other field. Simple love, simple truth. There's no end of what I do. Just because you asked me to, let the world call me a fool. But if things are right with me and you, that's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask me to. How much I love you. After all I've been through, I turn and walk away from you.
because you asked me to. Lord, I hope you never do. Let the world call me a fool, but if things are right with me and you, that's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask me to. Let the world call me a fool, but if things are right with me and you, that's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask me. Let the world call me a fool, but if things are right with me and you, that's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask me. Play, Dave.
Love it. I love that. And that one place where he says, I'd turn around and walk away just because you asked me to. Then he says, but Lord, I hope you never do.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I would never ask him to leave. No way. Wouldn't happen.
Well,
it would kill me. It would kill me. I would die. Well, maybe not, but you know what I mean.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What, honey?
Oh, no, continue on.
Oh, okay.
I keep swearing.
I found a song this morning that I was, what was I doing? Oh, I was looking at those little story things on Facebook, and this
mm-hmm.
one popped up. And
oh.
I love it. I love it. It is so much fun. And when you listen to it, you go, woo, okay. This is Shania Twain with Mark McGrath. Party.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah?
I'm having a party. Want to come?
Nah, I don't think so, baby.
Oh, come on. It's going to be lots of fun.
Yeah? Huh.
I'm having me a party. I
don't think I can come.
For two.
Woo!
Come on, baby. All the things I'm gonna do.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it again. I think that sounds like a good idea. Party for two? Once is never enough. What the hey, you know? Oh, Lord, help me. All right. How about, come on, come on. Hello. I think I'm getting close. I'm getting close. I'm getting close. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on. Keep on. Keep on. There we go. Yay. Made it. Okay. Oh, Lord Almighty. Okay. Here is, if you talk in your sleep, the rehearsal for that of 1974, which is billed as rare.
Okay, if you talk in your sleep, don't drag around. Whatever. I know you're... What key we in, do they? What's the intro to the song? No, I keep, you know, it's doing me in vocally. About a knife, scissors, bullet, anything. Okay.
You remember intro?
I know you're a lonely woman, and I love you. Someone else is waiting, and he owns you. If he should ever wake up, be sure you stole his straight love. If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name. If you walk in your sleep, forget where you came. Meeting every night here in the shadows, so afraid that sometime he may follow. There's always a chance you find us, so I don't need to remind you. If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name.
Don't mention my name.
If you walk in your sleep, forget where you came. Love is so much sweeter when it's borrowed, and I feel a little easier tomorrow. There's always a chance you find us, so I don't need to remind you. If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name.
Don't mention my name.
If you walk in your sleep, forget where you came.
Forget where you came now.
Where you came now.
Don't mention my name.
Mention my name now.
Don't mention my name. Yeah.
Don't mention my name.
Don't mention my name.
Forget where you came now.
Don't mention my name. Yeah.
Mention my name now.
Don't my name.
If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name.
Don't mention my name.
If you find talking your sleep, don't mention my name.
Don't mention my name.
If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name.
Love it. Just don't talk in your sleep. You know, somebody starts talking in their sleep, just whack them. Push them out of bed. Whatever. They'll wake up. If they don't, walk them outside gently and lock the door. Oh, then. It won't matter if they're talking. Nobody can hear them. All right. Here's one. Look at this. It says, in loving memory, on August 16th of 2013. Okay? But this is a private recording, and it was done long before that. It's called, It's Been So Long, Darling. And just like that, it's all over. But it was a private recording, and I love those. Yet you don't know what's going to happen during those. It's amazing. It's an uncontrolled environment. And interesting stuff can go on. But that's okay. I love them. I don't care what happens. I love the home recordings, private record, whatever they want to call them. It's great. It's great. Okay, let's see here. Oh, here's one that we don't get to hear very often. And there it is. Right, that was easy. I'm supposed to play this one. Okay, this is take 24, 25, 26, and 27 of... Do not
That's
disturb.
Not me.
Yeah, really.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. 2005, take 24.
Let's take the phone off the hook. Turn the light way down low. Baby, put down that book. Tell the maid to go. Do not disturb. hang a sign on the door. Do not disturb, it's time to make love, and I can't wait anymore. I'll just pull down the blind, pull down the blind. That is undoubtedly the weirdest goddamn chorus anything come back in there. I've got to tangle with in my life. I'll beat the hell out of it. It takes 94 years of hard labor. Come back at the end of the picture and record it for hours.
Okay. You want to top or pick it up, Bill?
You want to pick it up? The first was okay.
It was okay. I don't like okay. Okay.
Here we go. 2005, take 25.
Let's take the phone off the hook. Turn the lamp way down low. Baby, put down that book. Tell the maid to go. Do not disturb. Hang a sign on the door. Do not disturb. It's time to make love, and I can't wait anymore. I'll just pull down the blind. Now come over here. I got one thing in mind. Let's get comfortable, dear. Do not disturb. Hang a sign on the door. Do not disturb. It's time to make love, and I can't wait anymore. Everything's right tonight. Oops. That was a new one.
Well, he's hypnotizing now.
No more energy or what? The thing or is
it? No. Here we go. 2005, take 27.
Help. Let's take the phone off the hook. Turn the lamp way down low. Baby, put down that book. Tell the maid to go. Do not disturb. Hang a sign on the door. Do not disturb. It's time to make love. And I can't wait anymore. I'll just pull down the blind. Now come over here. I got one thing in mind. Let's get comfortable, dear. Do not disturb. Hang a sign on the door. Do not disturb, it's time to make love, and I can't wait anymore. Everything's right tonight, it's great when we kiss. Now your arms hold me tight, let's stay light.
just stay like this. I could do that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great song. I like that song.
No, oh, I call your bluff, Jenny. No.
What one?
You
what bluff? Which bluff?
Still. If Elvis were to touch you, you'd just stay still. I call your bluff, darling. Oh, no.
Yeah, that might be a little difficult to just stay still, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Wildcat would pretty much be what I'm thinking. He better be careful. Woo! Let me tell you.
Have the back teen and the band-aids ready, huh?
Oh,
I love it.
Well, I hope neither one of you have pacemakers on. Oh, my goodness.
Well, not yet. But, hey, you know,
I'm with you.
We'll
it's just
start
funny
cleaning.
You said that you could sit still, stand still, you know, just the way you are. And I'm like, no.
Stay like me. Just stay like me. Well, I could probably stay where I was in his arms, but still... Yeah, you're probably right, honey. Still might be a little bit impossible.
Yeah.
Just might be.
Yeah.
Something else better be going on for me to be still.
I'll tell you what happened. You know, if it were to happen to me, I'm just thinking. Okay, if it were to happen to me, which would never happen, but if it were to happen to me, let me think, I'd have a stroke.
No. If you have a stroke, honey, you miss the whole thing. You do not want to have a stroke or a heart attack.
Or I could die, and it would be here lies, my tombstone would say, here lies Shauna Fleming. She died because Elvis touched her in the right places.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you are getting down.
Sorry, I stopped. I just, that sound really got me. I was going to call in anyway. But come on.
Oh, honey,
that's funny.
You can't die.
Shauna, I don't
you can't
you
have a
that.
Stroke. You can't have a heart attack. You can't have
that.
Conniption fit. Because then you miss the whole thing. You don't want to miss anything.
No,
so
but really, I can't believe
your blood pressure.
Oh, God.
No. Hell, no wonder he stays in hiding.
Probably so. But the key word in my sentence was if it were to happen, which it would never, ever happen, but if. That's why I said that.
Well,
No.
I could see that. That's a very strong two-letter word.
No.
I'd like to remove that one from the English language. We can replace it with when.
No, it's never, never.
I could handle that. I could handle that. I'd be okay with that.
Well, Miss Sue, just wondering. If Elvis were to touch you, would you sit still?
Well, I would be a lady. I certainly wouldn't.
You would be a lady. I do see
certainly.
That. I do see that. That's probably
but
why I would have a heart attack and die or whatever. It would be bad for me because I couldn't do anything. It'd just be like, bye, gone.
But see, girls, there's being a lady and then there's being a lady.
I don't know what the difference is. Please explain.
Well, honey, a little piece of ice makes you a lady. If you don't have that piece of ice, you can be hot-blooded and still be a lady about it. But it's going to be more fun.
Oh. This is one of the biggest reasons I love being married.
You don't
believe
me.
I don't have to think about that shit. Oh, and mind me,
there's
if
no
I, like,
ice
whisper,
in my blood. There
if I
is no ice
every
in
once
my blood,
in a while,
I'm sorry.
I do have a kid, so I had to go to another room.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Charles. It's okay, honey. You can blame me. It's all right.
Attack E. I had my chance a lot of years ago when I met with him a short time. So I certainly wouldn't do it now.
Well, see, here's the kicker. I interviewed you, and you were with your husband. You couldn't have done nothing. He was right there.
Well, no, he wasn't in the car with
the
you.
Option was not on the table. He was putting his arm around you, acting like ownership. This is my wife. What the hell are you doing?
Well, true, but when I was asked to get into the car, I certainly didn't go nuts or anything.
No, you were still new in the Elvis thing, though. It wasn't so big to you back then. You know, it got better over the years. Isn't that what you said? Like you know, you didn't really follow him too much, or didn't know about the entourage or anything like that. You just
No, I didn't. I was very young when I saw that concert.
My mom is a true Southern lady, keeps her mouth shut, always does the right thing, the sweetest little lady you've ever seen. But I'll tell you straight up, my mom would have been a bobcat. She loved him
so
much. She wished he was her husband, just like some of y'all listening. It does happen. There's a lot of y'all ladies that did fantasize, you know, every once in a while. Oh, Lord, I want to be Miss Elvis Presley. Oh, this is so awesome. He is so hot. I don't know. There's lots of women that thought that.
No, I never could think that.
Because when I liked him, he was already gone in 77. So I was thinking, that ain't ever going to happen. I'll never have that fantasy. But I know you guys. I know all you women
out
there have had that fantasy.
You know what, honey? You can be a lady, but don't be a prude. There's a difference.
Oh, my God. Amen to that.
Bobcat is fine, but you can be a bobcat and a lady at the same time. You just don't show the world.
If it had Elvis on the table, my mom would have went wild. I'm not kidding you. Shauna, he should have been your dad. Well, maybe you shouldn't have messed around with my dad, and maybe you should have found him sooner, okay? Now leave me alone about it. I was like, hell, I already kind of look like Lisa Marie. Are you sure you didn't do nothing? Are you sure? No, I play with
like
her all
she'd
the time.
Tell you if she did?
I don't know. I mean, some women advertise, you know, I did this. No, I don't know.
No, I don't think so. That's tantamount to getting a T-shirt and printing it on the back.
Oh, it's so sad. I went from that song, Do Not Disturb, to everything we've talked about. How disturbing and sexy is that?
Well, it's a good thing I don't have Relax.
Oh, it's also a good thing that my mom isn't listening to your show today, or she would go through the phone lines and kick my ass. So, you know.
You'd be in trouble, honey. You'd be
I would. Thank God she didn't listen.
I got broad shoulders. You can blame it on me. It's my fault. I started
She'd be
it.
As red as Rudolph's nose.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't let that stop me.
She'd be so
mad. If I start something, I'm more than willing to finish it if I start it. But not in public. No, you don't do that in public. You got to be a lady in public.
Except if it's a stage production. I show up the 68 comeback special, which is the anniversary, was yesterday, right, when he was having it out with Susan Henning right there on stage. I didn't care if people was watching. Whew. Got pretty steamy on that bit.
Yeah, but that was a different whole thing, you know. And the deal is that you can be in public and you can have that blood boiling, but they're still very private and discreet ways to keep a man wanting to rip your clothes off right in front of God and everybody and still not doing it. Because
do you know what it feels like right now? It feels like Jenny's
on.
Giving me, like, sex education. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. I'm
well,
okay
I'm not
in that.
You what,
I know
what it is.
You don't
I'm
have
not
to
telling
explain.
You what it is. I'm
oh,
not
God.
It's like, you know, if you have, like, a milkshake that has the whipped cream and the cherry on top.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the
bees. I cannot tie a cherry stem in a knot with my tongue. I cannot do that.
I can. Did it when I was 21. I still can. My husband is amazed. I still can. But that doesn't mean nothing.
And,
you know, it just was some gimmick you would do in a bar when you're young.
I was just going to ask that question, so you answered it for me first.
I learned how to do that on my 21st birthday, to tie a cherry stem with my tongue. Yep. No hands.
I don't need to tie a cherry stem with my tongue.
I let my husband take a shot out of my boob chest. Really?
I'm not gonna say it.
Hey, it was my 21st birthday.
Well, Mom, you don't need a cherry stem, though. Don't you know that?
Never mind.
Don't. I didn't say that. Wipe it off. I did not say that. We need to have another song before I really get in trouble.
Oh,
this is not
no,
a good
we
thing.
We are naughty today.
I know, and isn't it fun?
And Sue is probably like, oh, my God, is this show over yet?
No, she's still
no,
here.
Just,
she's
I'm
interested, and she's having a good time because she's still
yourself,
here.
That's all.
Yeah.
Hey,
you know,
John's
probably sitting there laughing his head off.
And call me in the morning. Anyway, it's fun. That's
yeah,
why
because
I
you're going to be too busy. You're going to be too busy tonight to use the phone.
Why? Because I stayed up till 4 a.m. almost last night because my husband and I were playing games. Yeah, it's not the way you guys think.
Oh, only four? I finally laid down to sleep about 5, and I was awake by 7.
Well,
so, you know.
I'll tell you straight up. You can never go to sleep after you do a show. It just doesn't work that way. You have a lot of, like, adrenaline, and you're real hyped up. So you stay up a little bit, but I wasn't expecting 4 a.m., but my husband and I play an online video game together, and it just, the hours just went by. I was like, oh, crap, is it really 4 a.m.? Shoot.
I don't even have that excuse, honey. I wasn't playing games. I was watching TV.
Well, it depends on what people do, okay? So I stayed up a little too late.
But I wasn't sleeping either. And I didn't have any company, except for the dog and cat. That I don't think that counts. But, you know, that's just how I roll, I guess.
Well, we live for a way of going to bed because, you know, all parents, it's like we love kids going to bed early, and then Wade tells me, Mama, why do I have to go to bed early? I was like, honey, it's more for us than it is for you. Love you. Mwah.
There you go.
No, I'm
and he
playing.
Says,
he goes to bed
why?
At 8. But for his age.
Then he asks the why question. Why, Mama?
Always. He has to be the little lawyer. Seriously. I mean, I'm one of these times...
One of these times he's going to ask that question, he's going to want the real answer. Then you're going to be in trouble.
That's when you go ask your father.
No, there you go.
See, I got that advantage. Ask your father.
Okay, there you go. There you go. That works.
Hi,
Tammy. That will work. Hun?
Tammy, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
The girls are online here talking about if the girls here are talking online live about Elvis, if he were to come up to you and hug you in his arms, what would you do?
She'd pass out. Her knees would get shaky.
Oh my goodness! Did you hear that?
No, what? I didn't hear that. What?
She says, well, I don't know about Elvis, but I might find if it was George Strait.
Uh-oh. Well, he is the king of...
You guys, Satan is no good. Satan is no good.
What?
You can't...
Now we're
you
talking
can't
about Satan?
Attack.
What the heck?
You
no,
can't
no.
have... Well, yeah, you can't do that stuff. If you do that stuff, you just miss the whole thing. You miss everything. You don't, no. No, don't do
well,
that.
Well, I just
do
know
that.
Something, a plane just went like, way over my head. I don't know.
That's all right. That's all right. Because you just don't faint. Don't have a heart attack. Don't die. Don't have a stroke. Don't have a conniption fit. Just respond. Freezing is no good either, Manette. No.
Somebody
no
asked me during my Q&A what would I do if I saw Elvis. I said, well, I'd give him a big old hug, and I would say, all right, now let's go TCB. That was my answer. No big deal.
Good. There you go.
Yeah. That's
in
what I
public,
would do.
You have,
I know some of y'all would be like, and he'd have to, whoa,
no,
honey. Ugh.
In public, you have to be a lady. And the man
none
always
of y'all
takes
were ladies
the lead.
At his concert. If some of y'all did go, oh, my Lord.
Well, you know, a
Gretchen
lot of
Adams.
It actually depends on what – on what
Adam.
Elvis does. Because
Adam.
The man
I mean,
always
some of
those
things that he did in the International Hotel concerts, some of those ladies wouldn't let go.
Exactly. That's not good. That's not good.
You know, and it wouldn't
no.
even surprise him. He'd be like, oh, honey.
Yeah. Let me out of this stranglehold so I can breathe again. Yeah.
Yeah, and to think that Priscilla called him a germaphobe is so stupid. If you're a germaphobe, not kiss all those women.
He became immune to all the infections because of all the kisses. He became immune to all that.
Oh, yeah. I never saw him have that, what is it, cold sore sickness or anything. His pictures were always perfect. So that was good. That'd be,
he
just kissed lots of women. My gosh.
Did you see what he just posted?
He may just yawn and fall asleep. Oh, that's hilarious.
It depends on who he's hugging.
I'm tired of this.
It depends on who he's hugging. He might not be able to yawn and go to sleep.
I'm caught in a trap. Jenny won't let me walk out. What's going on?
He wouldn't want to walk out, honey. He wouldn't want to walk out.
Well, the thing is, it's just one of those funny things. I just think about that
it
stuff
is.
Sometimes. Like, oh, my God, how many women have Elvis kissed in his lifetime? And I'm thinking, hell, there's not enough feet, legs, fingers, anything now. Count that. Shoot. I'd have been the colonel. I would have charged a dollar a kiss. Come on. Let's go. You can cut in line if you give me $100. Smoking his cigar. I would have done it. He already did it anyway in the late 60s and the 70s. So, you know, he was just getting started.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They would have tore him apart in 1956 kissing booth or a 1957 kissing. He wouldn't have been able to.
Oh, my
gosh. Those women are crazy.
Can you imagine if he'd gotten pulled down off that stage at that fair back in the 50s?
Well, you know. All hell broke loose sometime in Texas around that time, and Red West had to have some fun bailing them all out, which Elvis was laughing the whole time, man. He wasn't scared. He's laughing like a little boy. Them women got him. That's so cool. Let's go back in. No, let's go.
Oh, can I do that again? Can I do that again? I want to go on that ride again.
I mean, even Red said in the book, he was just pulling him. He's, come on, let's go, and he's like, no. Oh. I just love stories like that. It just makes me giggle because it shows you that he is always going to be the little boy. And, yeah, I said it always. Always.
He just said next song.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's no. Hey, guys, we need some more music here. We got to have some music. It's your stomach's already going to be sore from laughing.
Sometimes that's a good thing. I'd rather laugh than cry.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. But let's play a song. I'm going to play one of his country songs. He gave this to me this morning. John gave this to me this morning, and this is one of Elvis's country songs that Kris Kristofferson wrote. in, do I remember correctly, 68? Anyway, it doesn't matter. It was a while ago. Help me make it through the night. Take 1 through 3.
Take the ribbon.
It's not fast enough, folks.
Look. Take the ribbon from your hair. Shake it loose, let it fall. Laying soft against my skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care what's right or wrong, I won't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow, 'cause tonight I need a friend. Yesterday's dead and gone, tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. I don't care.
Go. Good old Kris Kristofferson. He had some talent too, but he just never really was a really big name, you know?
No, he was more
movie
star than a singer.
He really did started out as a singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
And, what was his wife's name? Started with an R. Oh, well, anyway, she was a singer-songwriter as well, and a lot of times they would appear together, but not in like a big concert venue, you know? They did things like Woodstock and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, I liked him in some of the movies. He's always playing the same thing, drug-out hippie, rebel. He could have played a good Jim Morrison story.
Exactly.
I still think Elvis would have done better in A Star Is Born, but that's just neither here nor there.
Well,
he didn't want people. He didn't want to do the drug scenes. One of the reasons
exactly.
The girl didn't want him to do it either.
I really do think that was the right decision for him. And Kris Kristofferson, everybody knew he was a druggie anyway, so it didn't really matter. He was.
He hung around with old Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings a lot.
Yes.
That was his rap
pack.
There
was a little click. And yeah.
Brilliant songwriter, though, I will say.
Oh yes, he was a good songwriter. And I had a friend who used to hang out with them. He said, oh, we'd all go down to somebody's hotel room and sit on the bed and play music all night.
Yeah, that's what real musicians like to do. Elvis did that every day. Just play music.
Yeah.
You know?
When we first came down here and stayed in the trailer park that first winter, this friend, his name was Barney, he played guitar for me while I sang. So it was really a fun experience because I hadn't been around music for a few years at that point. So it was nice to be back to it, and he could do it. So I can very well imagine him sitting in a room with Waylon Jennings and was it Willie? There's three guys. And they just all
Willie
kind of paddled around.
And Waylon Jennings and Kris Kristofferson. And sometimes Johnny Cash would run around with them too.
Yeah, but Johnny Cash was usually on the road doing concerts and stuff. So
yeah,
these other guys had more
free
time.
Sometimes would make it in, and they would all four be on stage, and it was like
yes. Every once in a while, you'd get that. Yeah, that was pretty cool. How about a Christmas song? It's Christmas, you know.
Okay.
Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat. Please put a penny in the old man. I forget it. I don't know where it came from. That's a little Christmas thing we used to sing all the time about
Christmas
the goose getting fat.
Christmas time is here. Time for joy and time for cheer.
Charlie Brown Christmas, yes. What's that? Yeah, the end of Charlie
Jingle
Brown.
Bell
it
mood,
was Mark the Herald Angels thing. Huh? What, darling?
Thinking which darling she's talking to, me or you, Sue?
You.
Oh,
whoever said
certainly.
My name last, I didn't hear what you said.
It was not me.
You just got lost. Help, Victoria. Well, she's about to play a Christmas song, but we just got way over our heads doing our own little Christmas bit, so now she's about to do it.
Yeah, we started singing little Christmas songs from various cartoon shows from when I was a kid. Yeah, see, by the time you got to them, Shauna, by the time you got to them, they were pretty old songs by then.
Yes. I know.
You baby, you little baby.
I know. Rubbing it
but
in
that's
now.
All right. I'm trying. So, okay, well, let's play this Christmas song, and Shauna can have another swig, and warm up her bones, warm her blood.
I haven't touched Jack squat today. Oh, my God. He started.
Oh, what's wrong with you? Well, what's wrong with you?
I'm just happy today. Is it okay, Shauna? Can be happy.
Yes. Yes, but I mean, is there something wrong that you're not drinking today?
Oh. No, there's nothing wrong. There's no reason. And don't want to
feel
right
like
now.
It.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, that's fine. You just don't feel like it.
It's all lies. It's just a rumor. It's not even real.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, you know, rumors do get started
anyway.
Around this time of year.
Not yet.
Not careful.
It's no. I'm not. No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
I'm just trying to have a
Elvis
good time
Christmas
being sober.
Song. Mm-mm. Elvis, let's not get distracted again. Let's do this.
Yeah, let's do Christmas. Yeah.
Yes. Take one. 2, 5, and 10 of I'll Be Home on Christmas Day.
What?
It's one of those heavy bass lines, Dave.
Bottle.
In fact, we could start on an intro like that, one or two bar intro. So I couldn't criticize it. Okay. Forget one night with you, fella. God damn it, that's ain't it.
Somewhere within
Because he says something that just cracks me up. It's hilarious. And yes, I could tell you what it is, but out of context, it's not as funny. So we'll just have to wait until I play that song. But it cracks me up every time I hear it. I just, oh my gosh. But you know, right now, it's Christmas, and I am going to play from the 68 Comeback Special, Blue Christmas.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red, Christmas tree won't be the same if you're not here with them, and the windows snowflakes start falling. That's the windows blue memories start.
I laugh at those ladies every time I listen to that, the screaming, and I laugh every time. I think it's hilarious.
See,
I love the song.
Those girls are crazy.
It's like, all you're going to get is a sore throat, girl. What the heck?
Exactly. That'd be awful.
Did you guys know that yesterday, the 3rd, was the 53rd anniversary of 68 Comeback Special. Yeah. Yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. That totally slipped by me.
Yesterday.
But yesterday wasn't a good day for me, so that doesn't surprise me. But, wow. Because I remember watching that.
Yeah, it was 53 years ago yesterday, folks. I know. Leave it up to me to tell you some Elvis history.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't remember. Yeah, I just don't remember that stuff. So, you know, I need to have you around, okay? So we can't ever
around.
Have a fight.
I'm right here.
We can't, one of us can't ever die because it just can't happen. That's all there is to it.
Getting morbid on me. Stop.
No. If something happened, our team would be missing half of it, and that just doesn't work. You walk lopsided and everything.
Well,
oh,
that's
Lord. Hey, guys.
Hunters and puns. There you go.
Yeah. I got to make cookies when I get done here. I'm just having a craving. You guys talking about eggnog and all that garbage. You know, that's one thing. I don't like the eggnog that they make with the brandy. I had that once. I just don't like it.
I'm
sorry. That is one thing.
Spiced rum. I'll tell you if I like it.
That I could try it with rum. Rum's okay. I could try it with rum. So far, I just take non-alcoholic and not take a chance. but I could go with rum. Rum's good. With tequila.
Better safe than sorry. You really shouldn't mix alcohol with milk or dairy if you're not very good. I've had some friends that...
It curdles.
Things will
it
happen.
Curdles, and it's gross.
Yeah.
Anyway... I've only got 5 minutes left, guys, so I got to say, it's time to say goodbye, and thank you so much for being here. Hey, Shauna, thanks for calling in, because we had a bang-up great time, you know?
I know. Maybe next time I'll be a good – I'm innocent of all charges.
No,
oh.
You're not.
Yeah, right, until you're found guilty.
Damn it. I'm going to go get in my corner.
That's
now.
All right. I will stand up for you and say it wasn't her fault. Honest, she can't help herself.
The girl can't
it's
help
like
it.
Tourette. It's like Tourette's syndrome.
Nice. All right. Well, I bid you all adieu, and I love y'all. Bye, everybody.
I love you, Sissy. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye, Shauna.
Okay, and thank you, Sue, for coming in when you finally figured out that you weren't in the Eastern time zone.
Oh, well.
I haven't had a thing
to drink today.
That was funny.
No,
you know, I'm not teasing you in a bad way. I just got a real tickle out of that. I thought that was cute.
Well, I was used to your new time. You had me into your new time zone, and I was going by that. That's
yeah.
All.
Well, don't. Just don't.
Just always look. Make sure I look from now
yeah.
on.
Yeah. If the last time that I have listed is 4:30, you got to go back one. Are you on Central or Mountain? You on Central?
I'm Central. Yeah,
okay, just look at the last time that I have listed and go back 1 hour, and that's when you come on.
I've been
go.
Doing this for
hey, you know,
a long time, Jean, but you're the one that started changing things around and had my head screwed up.
I know, but you know, everything's back to normal now.
Okay.
Because we finally figured it out. After trying new stuff, we figured out that the old formula works best. So everything's back to normal. And we don't have to worry about that anymore.
Okay.
And so thank you, everybody in the chat, for joining me today, because we did have a whole lot of fun. We really did have a whole
too
lot of
fun. Too much
fun,
but, yeah.
You betcha. And we'll do it again, too. We never learn. So, yes, and thank you, Victoria, for coming in and sitting in to listen. And you stuck it out the whole show, even when it you kind of went around your shoulders and over your head. But, yeah, it's good. It's good. It's all good. And everybody in the chat room, I don't dare start naming names because I know I'd forget somebody. But, you know, I love all of you being there. I did see you all there. Thank you for being there. I appreciate every one of you. And tomorrow is the gospel show. So join me for that because that is always good. It's always uplifting. And we always have a good time. We have a good time. So I'll see you tomorrow.
I won't be like the church.
Okay, good.
Nope, you can't be late for church.
In the meantime, I want to play a song that's special to my heart. Yeah, this song's special to my heart. I absolutely love it. This is Our Dance.
We had a real good evening. Now all our friends are leaving, so we'll be alone. Wait till everybody has gone, then play just one more song.
Time.